Unit 10. Canada becomes a nation. Before Canada became a nation in 1867, the area of North America that now composes Canada was a large expanse of widely scattered communities of British and French origins. It was an area with diverse landscapes that physically divided them from the north of the United States. There was little connection among communities politically or economically. These colonies of British North America traditionally traded with Britain and with the United States, very little among themselves. These colonies even had customs duties that, to some extent, restricted such trade. In the mid-1800s, important events and changes took place. Britain repealed the Corn Laws and Navigation Acts, which had been economically beneficial to the colonies for generations. Britain began imposing taxes on the colonies at the same rate it applied to all other trading countries, a situation to which the colonies had never been accustomed. From 1861 to 1864, Americans were involved in a major civil war. Britain had traditional economic ties with the southern part of the United States that provided cotton to British markets. In the meantime, since the war was essentially between the North and the South, the North resented Britain's connection with the South. In addition, during the last year, 1864, of the American Civil War, the American government of the dominant and ultimately victorious North refused to renew a 10-year free trade agreement with United Canada, the large British colony in the central part of British North America. These arbitrary events brought concern and even fear to these colonies. With the loss of traditional trading arrangements and the end of the Civil War, the North being victorious, the colonists feared that the Americans might turn up on the British colonies in retaliation for Britain's moral support for the South.